USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is headed to Florida to get a firsthand look at the destruction from Hurricane Idalia. The storm made landfall this week as a Category 3 storm, causing widespread flooding and damage. He is not expected to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis during his trip. The number of people missing from the Maui wildfire is at 385. The Maui Police Department and FBI said 245 people on the list from last week were located and removed. However, nearly as many names were added. Authorities say at least 115 people died in the blaze that swept through Lahaina in the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in more than a century. The names of 50 of those people have been publicly released so far. Jimmy Buffett, the man who brought us Margaritaville, has died at 76. A statement on his website reads, "Jimmy passed away peacefully on the night of September 1st, surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. He lived his life like a song till the very last breath and will be missed beyond measure by so many." Buffett's career spanned over five decades. He made 27 studio albums, four reached platinum, and eight became gold. 200 million people are in for some brutal heat this Labor Day weekend.
Forecasters say there will be a heat wave in parts of the north central plains and upper Midwest that will last through the Labor Day weekend. Areas of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois could see their all-time hottest September records. I'm Dave Collins.
North Korea fired several cruise missiles towards the Yellow Sea early this morning, according to the South Korean military. This is the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks, including a failed spy satellite launch. Seoul announced sanctions yesterday on five North Korean individuals and one company in response to Pyongyang's launch of what it said was a space rocket last month. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
The nation's transportation secretary is hoping for less chaos at the airports this holiday weekend.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's hoping travel this Labor Day weekend goes as smooth as possible.
Like millions of Americans, I'm traveling this busy Labor Day weekend to be with family.
He speaks with reporters at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago.
And I know so many Americans are hitting the road or heading to airports to do the same.
I'm Laura Winters.
If you are packing up and taking the family somewhere, next on the list is where to stay. Airbnb has revealed the top vacation destinations.
According to the Travel Accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
Perhaps along the way, you're doing a little back-to-school shopping. This year is expected to be the most expensive yet. The National Retail Federation predicts spending will surpass $135 billion, an increase of more than $24 billion from last year. Nearly 70% of back-to-school shoppers surveyed last month said they were likely to purchase electronics. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Okay, three dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.